I must admit that when all the news happened last week about Chaim Walder, the last thing I ever dreamed of was having to talk about it publicly. When someone called me up, what I thought, first thing I said, I don't know, it's my business. You know, we say in the Rabbonu Shalom, for Birkas Kohanim, Shecholamti al Atzmi, Shecholamti al Achayim, Shecholmo Achayim Olai. Famous word, but Shecholmo Achayim al Achayim, we don't talk about. That is, a man who was a manuvel, committed suicide, Avodah Shoyim Rina, and it's not my business, but I don't have to make any comments on it. But then, my phone didn't stop ringing. From all over Dalit Kanfos Haaretz, people, it seems that people were expressing opinions, this, that. So I felt at that point I had to explain certain things. The Netziv, Nechomish, also in Shir HaShirim, talks about two types of Talmidei Chachamim. There are certain Talmidei Chachamim, who are Yechidei Skula, the Dovak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mufka from this world, and the Tzadikim Gedolim. There are other Talmidei Chachamim, or Osikim HaTzibur, whose lives are using their Torah to help guide the Tzibur. Tziv discusses it with many ramifications. For instance, Tziv was my three great grandfathers. He was a man, he was the Rav of the city of Elojim, big masmid, ran a yeshiva, was dealing with people in human situations all the time. He had a son-in-law, my great-great-grandfather, Rafael Shapiro. Rafael Shapiro had nothing to do with Olam Hazeh at all. He just sat and he learnt in his corner, Yom of Elilah, Porush Min HaKol. People said he wouldn't know the difference between this coin and the other coin. He just sat in his little corner, sitting and learning. Different type of person. It seems very clear that when it comes to Hanhogas HaTzibur, a person who's totally disconnected from Tzibur, just busy Dovak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the biggest tzaddik in the world. But he does not get involved in Hanhogas HaTzibur. He doesn't have that experience. And sometimes people get confused about that. There's certain people disconnected entirely, very big tzaddikim, but they're just disconnected. Other people involved with the tzibur use their Torah in Hanhogas HaTzibur. Very different. We always have to keep that in mind. I want to tell a number of stories as a hakdama. I was very close with Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. In terms of my general, the three people I was mishamish very, very closely. My Rebbe Zichrono Livracha, Moshe Feinstein, and Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in his Psak Halacha, used to always try to be matzdik the minig of Klal Yisrael. And if anyone, he was the during his life, the Posek Ador, but if anyone ever called him that, he used to get very angry. No, he's a very big honor. So once someone asked him, I don't understand. You always go with the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. The Minhag of Klal Yisrael is to call you the Posek Ador. So why do you get angry at it? So he smiled. He had a beautiful smile. He says, that's before there were newspapers. There are certain people who are projected into their position by the media, whether it's the secular media, whether it's the Jewish media, the Haredi media, the Dati Lumi media, whatever media you want. sermon projection. 120, 130 years ago, when secular press was viciously anti-Fromo, causing a very big devastation, it's a big machlokas among Rabbonim, whether you have from newspapers or not from newspapers. Reb Chaim was very much against it. Once he was sitting with the Chofetz Chaim, Chofetz Chaim was trying to decide, and Chofetz Chaim turned to him and says, but look at the devastation. We need it. So Reb Chaim says, of course we need it. But who's going to write? You're going to write? You don't have time. He's busy writing the Mishnah Berurah. I'm going to write. I don't have time. So who's going to write? The people who have the time. And they're going to set to stand it for Klal Yisrael. That's very dangerous. So I always have to be very careful about media. Whether it's this media, that media, the people who are the media, and the people manipulating the media. Another story. When I was in Los Angeles, I dealt with very many bizarre situations. Bizarre beyond description, bizarre. Even today, some of the stuff I dealt with then is bizarre. Okay. There's a certain young man who was a Getzedek. Used to come to me with shilas, unbelievable shilas. Every nudnik, little this tiktok halacha, that tiktok halacha, this tiktok halacha. Okay. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he attempted suicide. He was hospitalized in a psychiatric ward in Los Angeles. I figured he was, maybe I could help, so try to visit him. I came to the place. They said, I said, who is it? I said, who I was. They said, no, you're the problem, not the solution. Okay. So, I didn't know. Around Hanukkah time, sitting in my office, get a knock on the door. Young man standing there. I said, come in. No, he's standing at the door. He has the following shot. Shiloh. No. This gentleman was very, very, very sick with Mishkav Zohar, but very sick. So, every night, he'd go to a gay bar, get drunk, wake up the next morning on a park bench somewhere having been gang raped. And so, next day, what would he do? Go back to the bar. Very, very sick. He's told me his whole story. Very, very sick. I said, so, and he said between Rosh and Yom Kippur, he's trying to confront Yom HaDin. He said he's going to try suicide because he didn't know how to confront Yom HaDin. So I'm standing there, so how can I help you? So, he said, the doctor said there's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. It's just because the rabbi said something's wrong. So this is pekuach nefesh. So therefore, it should tell me it's all right. And therefore, I won't want to commit suicide. It's pekuach nefesh. Okay. I mean, he's telling me this very I didn't go into all the twisted details of it. I mean, it's sick to the utmost sickness. This thing in my mind, I was thinking, well, maybe, yeah. He's so sick, the gerus is no good. Anyway, I discussed the gerus with my Rebbe Zichron Levracha. He said, no, you can't undermine the gerus is solid. Okay, so I called up a psychiatrist, who was a firm guy, who I said, listen, this is a situation. There's no way I can tell him it's mutter. On the other hand, what am I supposed to tell him? So the psychiatrist told me, listen, he knows you're not going to say it's mutter. So why did he come and ask you the question? Came and asked you the question because next time he's going to try suicide, he's going to say, it's my husband's fault, it's not my fault. You tell him, if you want to commit suicide, it's your problem. It's not my problem. He came. I told him, come back a week. Mamish, almost to the minute, he's standing there at my door. I said, come in. No, he's standing at the door. And he says, yes. I said, if you want to commit suicide, it's your problem. It's not my problem. So you decide whether you want to commit suicide or not. He looked at me, his jaw dropped. I discussed with my Rebbe the halachic issues. When it came to what to do with this gentleman, I didn't ask my Rebbe. I got someone who deals with this all the time of his life. Not that I didn't value my Rebbe's, but I knew I discussed the halachic issues with him. I discussed the psychiatric issues with somebody else. One final story. Around 25 years ago, something happened in Yeshiva Dorm between two bochrim. One bochrim came to me, some sort of abuse story, that the bochrim X was a perpetrator and he was a victim. I heard the supposed victim story. I heard the supposed perpetrator story. And I sat down with both of them. I said, I think you need serious psychological treatment. I wasn't sure exactly whose version was this. And okay, the so-called perpetrator went through very serious psychological work. And okay, so-called victim refused. I wasn't sure why, but he refused. Okay. At the end of the year, the so-called victim decided to leave the yeshiva. Okay. And I was very careful with a therapist who was handling the so-called perpetrator. Tell me, is there any danger keeping him? He said, no, I know the issues. Obviously, my job was just to protect the Talmid. I mean, no, there's no problem. There's certain issues that have to be worked out. But okay. 15 years later, all of a sudden, we live in a world of social media and internet. The so-called victim begins all the story. You know what happened to me 15 years ago? This, and the yeshiva covered it up, and there was against me. Blah, 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 blah. So I, as a responsible person, called up the person who had handled it, and I said, he says, baloney. He says, I know the case inside out, nothing to do with anything. Okay. So, but people were saying it on, it was all over all the social media of all former Talmidim, a lot of, through the Orthodox Jewish world that was there, it was posted on a certain website. So, what do you do in such a case? So I went to probably one of the largest law firms in the city of New York. I wanted a firm person who was somewhat involved in these type of cases, and I hired him. He said, yes, I'm generally involved, but I have someone in my office, turned out it was an Israeli woman. She represents the city of New York in all these cases. She'll know how to get the truth. Okay. And then we devised the whole way of finding out the truth. And the so-called victim was cross-examined, and it turned out his story was total baloney. Total baloney. Rather than him being the victim, he was partially the perpetrator. But how did he defend himself? By... what was my mahalach? I had to find out the truth. If somehow something happened that I may have been responsible for, I had to know the truth. If someone's accusing me of something that I'm not responsible for, I'll do what I have to defend myself. I didn't commit suicide. That's the way normal people act. Okay, so let's get to the case of Chaim Walter. So there shouldn't be any mistake of my opinion. He's a Russia Marusha Absolutely. Without any question. No question. Now, happens to be, it's not only my opinion now, many serious Choshev HaTalmid Chacham who were familiar with him, 15 years ago, said the same thing. Mershim Mordechai Shulzinger, one of the Choshev Rabbonim of Bnei Brak, 15, 20 years ago, said, the man is choshed al kol avera shebet Torah afilu gimel chamuros for the zor gidarayas v'shvichus damar. Number one. Number two, I know Rav Shmuel Auerbach was once, this Chaim Walder once wanted to come meet with him. And so he came into his office and the person, into his dira there, and the person who was managing it said, went into Shmuel and said that Chaim Walder wants to speak to him. He says, not allowed in. No matter what I'll say, it'll be twisted, and who knows what he'll say that I approved, whatever. Man's a Russia. So these are people who, a long time ago, and when I speaking to Rabbi Raymond today, he says, some of his children have people who know people, and know people say, it was well known in a lot of circles in Bnei Brak, the man was not quite what he was presenting himself to be. My son, Rabbi Avram, his children first wanted to bring one of his books into the house, read one book, and says, this man's books are not allowed in my house. Okay, so there's nothing new that there's something wrong with this man. I know I was talking to a son-in-law of mine, Rabaria Kleiner. He said, wouldn't allow the books in his house. So it's not that he was coming into this with a clean slate, but I asked my son Rabbi Avram today, what was the first thing that ticked you up before you got into the details of the book? He says, a children's book that doesn't mention the Ribbono Shel Olam once. Something a little funny. This is supposed to be books for religious children. He says, but then I got into the details, there was a lot of very questionable material there that children should not necessarily be exposed to. Okay, now, there was a Beis Din Be Yisrael, Shmuel Eliyahu, Rav Silman. Shmuel Eliyahu was one of the leading Rabbonim in the Dati Lumi world. Rav Silman was one of the leading Dayanim and Poskim in Bnei Brak. So they made sure that they represented on this Beis Din both sides of the religious Jewish community. Now, this, the story, they interviewed 22 people. 22 women, besides a number of men. And they became convinced from all of the things, the overlap of the stories and the non-coordination of the story, that the man was guilty of vicious, vicious abuse of women. Now, it's very interesting to know about this man. He was a so-called therapist. Last week on Thursday, was the outside of one of the most expert therapists I know. He helped many, many young men as yeshiva. He was nifter a year ago. He explained to me he never took a woman patient. Why? He says, any therapist, there are two reasons, he said. You establish a certain bond with your patient, a certain emotional connection. For me to establish that emotional connection with a woman other than my wife violates basic dinat, elementary dinat tznius. Many bachurim I've sent to therapists. No bachur will ever tell me, except in one very unusual case for a brief period of time. I did, and it was a whole different thing. It wasn't regular therapy, only to male therapists, for this reason. I knew that. He explained it to me. He said, second of all, given that intense emotional relationship with a therapist, the therapist has tremendous power over a woman. And that can be very, and he can use that in a very abusive way. To establish that intimacy with a woman other than your wife and give yourself power is something no firm therapist would ever trust himself with. Now, there is Chazal have, whether it's Machlokas Rishon, whether it's Deraisa Rabbon and Issa Yichud. So you have a man, not really much yeshiva background. He was 3 years in Kol Torah, didn't do very well there, so he went 2 years to Kfar Chassidim, didn't do very well there, and entered regular Israeli army. It's an entire yeshiva experience. But a very well-connected person in certain circles, and a genius in manipulating public opinion, weaving stories, weaving images about himself. So you had 22 women in Bnei Brak who with whom, A, he had a certain deep emotional relationship which he should not have had, violated Issa Yichud, so I'm not talking about a tzaddik, a man with very little knowledge of Torah. His years in yeshiva were not that successful that he get too much knowledge of Torah. That's why he went into full-time Israeli army. That's not what the elite of the Israeli yeshiva world does. Then became Cheder Rebbe and a therapist. Did he ever train as a therapist? No. Took advantage of a lot of naive people who didn't know how to check things out. Okay. And a competent bezdin of Choshev Dayanim. Evaluated the situation. Well, how did they become aware? Someone says, well, these women should have gone. Who was the head of the organization in Bnei Brak to evaluate all questions of abuse? Chaim Walder. He had so protected himself, and he threatened. And there's a recording of a woman, unfortunately, she says she was nichshel with him. And when she grabbed herself, what had happened, she said, you know, I have to divorce my husband now. He said, I'll help you divorce. Don't worry. I'll take care of the divorce. I'll make my destroyed her life. And he says, but if it becomes public, I'll commit suicide. Now, if you know a little bit of Rashi in Chumash, you know, Ach as dimchem l'nafsho sechem edrosh, parchas noach. So he says, if you make this public, I'll be Mechal Shabbos. If you make this Shabbos, okay. Now, killing oneself is Ritzicha. And it's an Aveira Chamura Ad Meod. Give me a Rambam Nasik in there. Just read what the Rambam says about this man. Tess. Is Tess there? It's on my desk. Okay, fine. Let's, before we get to Eshes Ish, before we get to all the other, let's just take care of the suicides. Ramenberg Dalit Halochates. Inosin Doazel Shabuchu Mises Bez. Okay. Sha'afu Pishye Shavonos, there are Averos that are more Homer Meshvichas Domim, Abraham Hashkosas Yeshuva Shalolim Kishvichas Domim. Nothing destroys the social fabric of society as Shvichas Domim. Avila Avodazoro, and Sochom Arayas of Chol Shabbos, and Kishvichas Domim. Okay. Shelo averus hem averus ben olam kodesh baruch, avo shvichas dam averus ben olam ben chaveru. Now the Rambam says, just listen to this. What happens to Rotzeach when he goes upstairs after he dies? He says, v'chomi sheyesh b'yodon avon zeh, Whoever has in his hands this Avera, Hari Hu Rosh HaGomer, is a Rosh HaGomer. V'ein kol ha-mitzvah she'oso kol yomav shkulen keneged avon zeh. K'ben etzadek hador, you're a Ritzayach, you're finished. V'lo yatzil also min ha-din, it'll never, all the mitzvahs won't save him from the din of the Olam Emes. Tzei umad mei Achov. Take a look at Achov. Now, Achov was a very evil man. Achov was a man who was machshu all of Klal Yisrael and Avodah Zorah, with the exception of 7,000 people who didn't worship Baal. The Rambam said, "Say me Achov, over Avodah Zorah, shanema bo." And the Torah, when it, and the Navi, when he wants to give the example of the extreme evil, rak lo hoya kachov. Okay. So what happened when Achov, who was evil but did many good things, so after he died, he went, his neshama went up to Shemayim. So the Rambam says, "Ukshenisdru avon osav." When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masader all of his averes, uschuyosav lufnei elokei aruchos, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nimtzo avon shechivo kli, the one that determined that he would be totally destroyed in the Olam Emes, nothing could. Eladmei Novos, how he had killed Novos. Shenema says, "Vateitzi aruach, vatam lufnei Hashem zeruach Novos." Okay. Varihu a Rosh, this Rosh Achov, lo harik v'yado. He didn't kill Novos; he just arranged for his murder. Kal v'chomer, the Rambam says, someone who actually murdered. Now, whoever read his suicide note, the man was absolutely lucid. Whoever heard that recording when he threatened the woman, "If you go public with the story, I will commit suicide." He was absolutely lucid. He's explaining, "My whole life has been fashioning a false image of myself. You break that image, I have no life. My life has been one sheker. And if the sheker is exposed, so then, nothing. I have nothing." But he was a genius. He knew that somehow if he committed suicide in an ingenious way, maybe he could restore his image. This was a man whose whole life was manipulation of image. Now, there's a supposed thing of Malbim Pnei Chaveru Barabim. So let me just read what the Rambam has to say about the situation. Very clear, unequivocal Rambam. Remember, there was a Bezdin of Choshev, Tamir Chachamim Dayanim, whose expertise is cross-examining people. And they came to a conclusion. Now, so you're supposed to keep it quiet or not? So, let's just read what the Rambam has to say about this. Yeish lebezdin b'chol makom u'b'chol zman. Rambam Perek Chav Dalet Hilchos Sanhedrin Halacha Hei. L'halkos adam shishmo asaro. V'omeranin achos. And if there is unabated, continuous rumors as persons acting improperly, shu over al arayos, which there was in this case. Lo yulo oivim yaduim shemotziim olav shmo asaro. First you look at other enemies, and you say, no, there's a serious basis for all of these things. It doesn't say you need shnei eidim k'sherim here. Doesn't say it. Whoever said so somehow skipped this Rambam. The Rambam was aware of all these halachas. Mavazin ezeh, you're mavazin him. Rambam wasn't worried about Malbim Pnei Chaveru Barabim. Sheshmu asaro umbacharfin es yoladeto b'fonof. He take his mother and say, "See this disgusting person who you gave birth to." Very extreme. So the Rambam knew halacha pretty well. And there's a reason for it. There's a reason. A man who violated the Gedarim of Tznius completely, well known, violated Yisiyuchud continually, well known, far from a tzaddik, very little knowledge of Torah, but a genius in manipulation, creating false images about himself. And it certainly, when after they, 22 women explained at least. So why did the women have to go to a secular press first? Because they were afraid. He's a very powerful person in certain circumstances. He built himself a very powerful image. And he was the head of the whole committee there to investigate abuse. So where did he go? This way they know one or two of the women knew that people would jump on it, become public. Allowed to make it public? This gentleman here was a fine Talmud Chacham, as everyone knows, said absolutely yes. You have to expose it, because that's the only way the next guy's not going to do it. Now, to justify suicide by blaming someone else, that encourages suicide. Justin said, he was justified in suicide. There's no such justification. It's an Aveira Chamura Shabbat Torah. And someone said, someone caused the suicide? No, just in the case of me, yeah. Someone wanted to blame me for suicide. If you want to commit suicide, it's your problem. It's not my problem. So what happened on Thursday? There was a woman who was a victim who was so distraught that people were coming to defend the person who had destroyed her life. She committed suicide. Because so many people said suicide is justifiable. Suicide is never justifiable. Suicide is ritzicha. So you have a man who is clearly a rotzeach, who the overwhelming evidence was he was over on Arayah Shabbat Torah. Now, abuse isn't just, it's more than that. I know I was once sitting with my son, Rabbi Avram, in the office of certain Menahel, the yeshiva in New York. We didn't think he was too smart, but then he turned to us and says, where does it talk about abuse in the Torah that's serious? My son, Rabbi Avram, says it's a pasuk. Ki kasher yokum ish al reyehu ratzocho nefesh kein hadov hazeh. It's equivalent to ritzicha. So there's a pasuk that was man was the Arias wasn't just Arias, it was more than Arias. It was destroying human lives through his Arias. Now, and a Bezdin b'Yisrael of very common Dayanim collected Eidus. And the Rambam says, let's just repeat what the Rambam says. V'chein yesh the Bezdin b'chol mokum b'chol zman. The halkel saw them shishmol saroh, romaranin achrof, shu over l'arayas. If there's a color de lo pasuk that is over l'arayas, and you check it's not coming from enemies, which is, then, motzi olov, you have to announce it publicly. The Rambam wasn't worried about Malbim Pnei Chavero Barabba. And he knew the halacha. Take a look what he writes about it in the Hakdama, the Perish and Smiles, the Hakdama Lechelek. And what about his family? Have to have Rachmanos and his family. No, says the Rambam. Take his mother and stand him in front of his mother in public and say, this is the disgusting person that you brought into this world. What about the Rachmanis and the mother? Apparently, no. Apparently, it's so serious, and you're out to protect so many other people out there that you're allowed to take the most extreme measures possible. So, Halacha, Gemara and Makis, that a person does a losa, say, he gets Malkus. Okay. So, Besen takes him, and this was done publicly. So they tie him to some sort of a whipping pole, And then somehow he's there in public, he's stripped down to his waist, about to be whipped, and he manages to escape. So he's Potter from Malkus. Why? What's the purpose of the Malkus? To be Mavayashim. So he won't do it again, and other people won't do it. Once he's Mavoyish, you strip him down to the waist, he's standing there, waiting to get whipped. The whipping is the frosting on the cake. He's been Mavoyish already, so. That means, yes, an Avarian, you don't protect him. Yeah. Here's a man who destroyed countless lives. Countless lives. And then, in order to rehabilitate his image, he writes this very beautiful poetic note. He's inviting Rav Eliyahu and Rav Silman to the Bezin Shalmala. He refused to come in front of that Bezin to defend himself. He had the options. He had the options of having them cross-examined by people whose profession is cross-examining victims. When someone accused me of something, what did I do? I said, listen, you're accusing me. Let's get some professional to figure it out. These people do it all the time. They'll get the truth. In my case, they did. The guy was a total fraud. He refused to come in front of a Bez. He says, I'm not coming in front of a Bez. I'm going to the Bez in Shalmala. I don't know where it's, I checked, you know. I never saw that, you know. I get a hazmona to a Bez, and someone says, oh, I'm not going in front of your Bez. I'm going to the Bez in Shalmala. That's not a way Jewish people act in any way. A Bezin says, you're accused of something, come in front of us. It's a Bezin of Choshev Talmid Chachamim. And they were very intelligent the way they built it. They were representing different aspects of the community. She says, no, Rav Suman, Rav Eliyahu, I'm summoning to the Bezin Shamala. Well, when it gets to the Bezin Shamala, the fact that he killed himself, he's a Rotseach, that certainly he doesn't even get started there. You cannot justify suicide as an option. The people who justify suicide as an option, they encourage other people when they confront problems in life to commit suicide. No, suicide's not an option. There's a certain Rosh Hashiva who repeated some of the stupidity. And there were a group of Bachrim from Bnei Brak and Hashir who said, well, what about my cousin who was a victim of this? Did you speak to her? What about my this? What about my this? A whole group of Bachrim came to me. You don't know the fact. Oh, I really don't know. So shut up if you don't know. And how can anyone, a Bezin be Yisrael, cross-examine him? And he had the arrogance, this ignorant person who never b'chlal learned well in yeshiva to say, no, I don't have to come in front of a Bezin Shalmat. I go to the Bezin Shalmala. And therefore, I'm killing myself. So you people kill yourselves so we can have it in Torah upstairs in the Bez and Shamala. I mean, that to justify such thing, you have, I don't know, this is not the way the Jewish religion goes. Now, so this is, what about his books? So someone called me. But Talmud, he's a Rav in the Midwest. What do I do with my children? And his books. I said, get rid of them. He said, but the books are good. I said, maybe yes, maybe no. Give him an extreme example. I said, for example, if Adolf Hitler and Machshmo Vezichro had written a lot of good children's books, would you have them in your house? No, you'd be disgusted. Here's a disgusting human being. How can you have a disgusting human being? Because the moment people have these books, people look, oh, nice books, who is it? No, you're supposed to be disgusted by this. Now, let's get a little more lamaisa in people's lives. This is not my private opinion. Rav Rubim of Talmidei Chachamim in the world who deal daily with human situations agree with me. Rav Rubim, I can't talk about everyone. But among the large number of people I've spoken to, my das, not a das yachad. Now, but how does a person end up Did he end up, how do you end up there? The answer is very simple. Now, those of you in yeshiva last year learned Masech Teshfuas. Beginning of Masech Teshfuas, we learn all the halachas of Chatzi Shir. It's Chozi, it's Tarufi. And the Ran has a very interesting explanation what that means. He says, you don't take step one if you know by step 100 there's going to be an Aveira. So I take a little bite of Chazer. The next step is an Aveira. Not one step, maybe 10 steps until you get to a Gazayas. So you don't get started in a path that leads you towards an Aveira. Chazal had many Gedorim, but Arayas. Ain't apotropos the Arayas. Can be the biggest tzaddik. But there's a yichud in this world this person didn't know about. But that is one halach. But there are certain gidrei tznius. That what is a male therapist with women patients about? Establishing an intimate emotional relationship with a woman other than your wife or maybe your daughters. That violates all the gidrei tznius. And how do you get there? Because we live in a world that's poritz b'arayis completely. And in this world that's poritz b'arayis completely, where all the stimuli of arayis are all over the place. So each door has its separate siyogim. And now I'll get lemaisa. Why I keep talking to people. The type of little gadgets people have that enable them to be open to the world. You have to be the tzaddik hador not to be nichshol. And even the tzaddik hador knows he has to have gdora. That's why. When I talk about smartphones and the like, and kosher this, and people want to get around it with this way, that way, yeah. Ain't apotropos arayis. And once it grabs you, it grabs you. And it gets worse and worse, and it takes over your whole personality. That's what happened to this person. I'm sure he began as a sincere person on one level. Why not? As chesed kasher. But the moment you take the first step and the second step, it keeps building. That's why the Gedorim of Arayis are so great in the Halacha. That's why each door has its own Gedorim, because the Nisyonis in each door are overwhelming. And when you catch yourself, at a certain point, maybe too late, and then it really, you have to uproot it from your personality. And that's the biggest limud. Get rid of his book, certainly. But mazeh nogeh l'inyoneinu. Again, a person, I'll assume he began in a sincere way. But there's one little this and one little this, and then it builds and builds and builds. And that's halacha, a mashu, that's leading towards an avera. You don't get started. And anyone who defends a person who, a Beis Din b'Yisrael, interviewed and decided that it fit the Rambam's klal here. Yesh the bezin b'chol makom v'b'chol zman lahalkos to give a malkos laodem shishmo sura v'om maranim achrav shu over l'arayas hu shiyakol shein aposek kamo shebiyarno. Okay, v'lo yelo oivim yadu. You have to check. Maybe some people are spreading rumors. That's in the case about me. It was a guy who was wanted to spread a rumor. You give him malchus and you mavazin him. And you don't worry about this malbim pnei shechaver or barabba. Umacharfenis yoladato b'fonav. You take his mother and say, this is a disgusting human being that you brought up. What about his mother's feelings? Too bad. Because these people are dangerous. And the only way to protect the rest of Klal Yisrael against that danger is one. Exactly what the Rambam says. You beat him up, give him malchus, mevaza him in the most, and announce this human being is disgusting. And the limud with everyone is a person. The Gemara says, Haroe sota bikulkulo yazeratzmo meneyayim. Someone who happened to be in the Beis Hamikdash when a sota was there and everything she was disheveled and had to take, yazeratzmo meneyayim. Once you're exposed to it, every person has to take his own gedora and make sure he keeps away from any nidnud taivan arayas, because you just see how far it can take a person. And I hope, I usually speak about the parsha that I'll do tomorrow night, but since this was Dovah HaOmed al HaPerek and my phone hasn't stopped ringing, maybe if people will hear what I said, they'll stop calling me. Last week, I don't think from the moment I hit the house, the phone bang, 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 3-4 hours without stop from Dali Kafos Haaretz. But as long as people are reacting to it, I think I made myself exceedingly clear.